Looks like a small group today. They should have fun. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'd like to just welcome everyone who's here this morning. If this is the first time you've been here, or if you haven't been here in a long time, we're so glad to have you. And God bless you. And I trust that, as we go throughout this morning, that God will speak to your heart and he'll change your life. And that's what my prayer is oftentimes before I even begin the service. I like to pray that prayer. God, speak to our hearts and change our lives. If there's anyone here who doesn't need any more changes in your life, then come up here and take over for me, because you found something that I haven't. But we all need God to do just powerful and awesome things in our lives. And so, Lord, please, as we begin this morning's service and we look at your word, speak to our hearts and change our lives, because we want to please you, God. Help us, Lord, as we go throughout the rest of this day to listen and to hear and to be open to whatever it is that you have planned for us. Have your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I've been talking about following Jesus and becoming a fisher of men. And I came up with this little master key that I don't have it on the, I should have put it on the first slide again this week. But for those who haven't been here, I believe that if you will follow these verses, you will find that you will end up being in the place where God wants you to be, and that you will be doing his will, and you will become a successful Christian. A lot of people think that successful Christianity means just getting saved. Others think that, that is successful. That's a good thing. Some people think that getting saved and then just living a sinless life, which is very difficult to do. Anybody found that to be difficult? Yeah? Yeah. But if we... easy now. But as we go through life, we find out, you know what? Success in the Christian life, in the Christian walk, means many different things. But what is success according to Jesus? And the master key starts out with salvation when we repent in Matthew 4:17, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And it continues on in Matthew 16:24, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We're going to look at that verse some more today. And then in the center, the hub of it all is Matthew 4:19, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. If you're not a fisher of men yet, if you're not promoting Jesus Christ, as our sister so shared with us today, then we've got some growing to do. We've got some work to do to get us to that place where we are doing what Jesus said he would make us, he would cause us to do, or make us to do, fishing for men. And I'm not saying things, I don't say things like that to condemn anyone, but to encourage you. You know what? If you're not there yet, let's keep growing. Let's keep walking and following the Lord. Acts 1:8, power, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. In other words, the power that the Holy Spirit has put on us, and I can't wait, it's going to be quite a sermon when I get to that point. It might take a few weeks just on that particular verse. Because when you start talking about the power of the Holy Spirit falling on people, a lot of people get a lot of different ideas about what that's for. Well, Acts 1:8 tells us what it's for, in order that we would be witnesses for Jesus Christ. It's not about just making you feel good, and how many know that when the power of the Holy Spirit hits you, it feels good. You get a sense of his presence. Well, you can't just make it all about you. There's power given to you for a purpose, and that purpose is to witness for Jesus Christ. Mark 16:15, go into all the world, preach the gospel to every creature. Now we're starting to get into what Jesus has called us all to do. And then that was the last one. Anyway, this morning I want to focus on this verse again, the second part of my little master key there. And I've had people tell me, they come up, you know what, Pastor, I'm really glad you gave us that key. It gives us something to follow, something to, a goal to reach. You know, if you just started off but with repentance in your life and you've turned to God, that's great. Now you know what the next step is. Start following him. Start denying yourself. Start following him. Take up your cross. If you've already began that process, okay, Now start reaching toward the goal of becoming a fisher of men. Well, how do you do that? Well, let's get on our knees and ask the Holy Spirit to fill us with His power in order that we can do that. And if you've gotten to that part of the process, then go into all the world and start preaching. Start telling others about Jesus. This particular verse, Luke 9, verse 23, said to them, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." If you were here last week, you know that I preached a message about this. But today what I want to do is I want to focus on the why. Why is it so important that we deny ourselves? Why do we have to deny ourselves? Is there anybody here that really likes to deny themselves? Nobody. It's rare to find somebody who wants to deny themselves anything. If something comes along and it's something that we just really love and enjoy, oh man, all of it we can get, right? So why do we have to deny ourselves? It just seems so wonderful to just consume as much of whatever it is we desire and love. It's just, we feel so blessed when we're just swimming in ice cream. Don't we? Oh, I hurt a nerve. He's getting on his knees already. You know, I could have said anything. This ice cream just came to mind. I don't know. Maybe it's because I had to scoop some last night. But I denied myself of it. I didn't eat it. Believe it or not, I scooped it for 3-4 people, and I didn't eat it myself. Of course, the truth is, I didn't really like the flavor. That's what. Yeah. I don't like caramel in my ice cream. No caramel. But it just seems so good to be able to just have as much of the things that you enjoy. But you know, there's something about denying yourself that is powerful. And it's something that we need to learn. Something that once we get, you know, that in us, we learn how to deny ourselves, then we really become stronger individuals. We become more streamlined, more fit for what God has prepared for us. You know, how many of us, you know, we love rolling in the ice cream, but don't we love looking in the mirror and having that dress that we wore, you know, or that those jeans that we wore just out of high school still fit? We okay, well, what do you want more? You know? So there is good things that come with denying ourselves. I want to talk about why we need to deny ourselves this morning. The first reason is this. Jesus won't force you to deny yourself. You have to do it for yourself. You have to deny. If you want to please God, it's important that you do it yourself. Jesus won't do it for you. You have to do it yourself. God's army is a totally voluntary fighting force. Total voluntary. Just like our armed forces. I'm glad we live in a country where you can choose. You want to go into armed forces and become part of the military to protect this country? That's your choice. You have to make that choice. Now, there was times, anybody lived, you know, some of you gentlemen lived through the draft. I heard somebody say on the radio recently they need to start drafting people from like Google and Yahoo and all these computer whizzes, because that's where wars are beginning to come into play these days. But when the best and the brightest volunteer themselves, hey, you know what? I'm going to go protect my country. That person has a different mentality than the person who's forced to do it. That person has to learn how to deny himself all of the pleasures of life in order to go in the military and do one thing. That's to protect this nation. Now, I, as a young man, I wanted to go and be I wanted to fly jets. That's what I wanted to do. When I graduated high school, I would have went in the Air Force and I would have flown jets. But at that time, they didn't allow any type of refraction, you know, the laser refraction to fix your eyes. My eyes weren't good enough to fly jets, and so I couldn't do it. So I said, well, all right, I'm not doing it. So I never went in the military, and I just went off to work and started my life that way. Some of you were able to go, and God bless you. I'm so thankful that you volunteered your time. It's a commitment, isn't it? You had to deny yourself, your family, your friends, your the place where you live, your hair. You had to deny your dignity. You had to deny all sorts of things when you went into the military, didn't you? And we're grateful that you did, and we are a better country because of it. And so thank you for denying yourself. But those who are forced to do it, go look at any of the countries whose militaries are forced into the ranks. And you don't have a fighting force that's willing to stand up and deny themselves. You got many times, I remember when we were, we went into Kuwait. And the Iraqis were coming. They were coming not with their guns pointed, they were coming with white flags because they weren't willing to fight. It's important that we deny ourselves. And we don't just, Jesus, make me do this, because if you don't make me do this, I won't do it. We got to get to a place in our lives where we're willing to do it for ourselves, where we'll deny ourselves. God's army is totally voluntary fighting force. Now, look at this particular verse, Mark 8:34. When he had called the people to him with his disciples also, he said to them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Luke 9 says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily and follow me. Now, those verses in Luke where it says, if any man, let him deny himself. Don't get all hung up on that man saying, see, all God's work is about the men. And ladies, don't get hung up and say, oh, you know what, we're kind of off the hook. He says, if any man. Because if you go and you look at the original word man there, and you look at the word him and himself, you find that it's talking about everybody. It's talking about a himself or a herself. It's talking about anybody. If anyone, in most of your translations, if you look it up in your NIVs or some of the other translations, say, if anyone will come. In other words, if anyone is willing to deny themselves, whosoever will. So here's the question this morning. Will you deny yourself in order to follow Christ? Because if you're not willing to deny yourself to follow Christ, you are not going to have a successful Christian walk. That's the bottom line. Will you? Much like in our military, you choose by your free will to join Jesus Christ. You choose to deny yourself and follow the rules of your commanding officer. And once you've signed up, whatever your commanding officer says, that's what you do. Isn't that correct, you gentlemen or ladies who've been in the military? You choose to deny yourself. Once you sign on the bottom line, you belong to them. And whatever they say, that's what you do. Well, who's our commanding officer in this Christian walk when we choose to deny ourselves? Jesus. What's he tell us to do? You look in your Bibles, you'll find all sorts of stuff. Just like in the military. Once you've signed up, you have a commanding officer and you do what he says. Many people refuse to join God's army because they don't like the rules. Can you imagine that? There are guys, that are men and women, won't go into military because they got rules. I'm not willing to follow any rules. Well, there are a lot of people that won't join God's army because they don't like the rules. They can't imagine why anybody would choose to submit to do all the do's and the don'ts of the Bible. Why would you choose to do that? There's rules there. You Christian people are crazy. Why would you sign up to do that? They don't understand that all of God's rules lead to peace and joy and love and justice and all the other virtues of life that everybody's really striving for. If you would wake up and realize those rules have purpose, and when it's all said and done, you receive all of the things that I believe every living soul on earth is seeking: peace, joy, love, justice. Don't we all want those things in our lives? Will you join God's army? You deny yourself, join God's army, obey your commanding officer, and you will find those things. How many people went into military, and once you learned what all the rules are for, you found out, hey, you know what? These are valuable for living. It'll save your life. It'll keep you alive. It'll keep your buddies alive. And it'll keep us free. Many won't deny themselves the things of the world in order to gain the things of heaven. Isn't that crazy? We have to deny ourselves the things of this world in order to gain all the things of heaven. Sounds like a pretty good trade-off to me. But we have to deny ourselves. Jesus won't force anyone. Secondly, we have to deny ourselves because denying yourself is the best way to get rid of pride. How many know what pride is? Pride is not a good thing. Pride says me first. Pride says I'm on top. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. A haughty spirit, that word haughty means exalted or lifted up. The moment that you think you're all that, you're going to be brought down, and you're not going to be nothing. I've seen, and you have seen, people so full of pride that they've lost their marriages, they've lost their workplaces, they've lost, you know, all sorts of things because of pride. Well, the best way to get rid of pride is to deny yourself. Proverbs 18:12 says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Again, talking about not being prideful. You know, we mentioned humility the other day, denying Christ and taking up your cross, and how it takes a humble heart to do that. Humility is a good thing. But pride or haughtiness is a bad thing. Proverbs 29:23, a man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. You have rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from your commandments. You have rebuked the proud that are cursed. Do you know the proud are cursed? Because they err from God's commandments. What's that mean? They won't deny themselves and follow Christ. They don't like the rules. They don't like the commandments. I hope today that if there's anything in God's word, it's like that you're really struggling with to obey, that you will get over yourself. I know I'm throwing some hard punches here this morning. But get over yourself, deny yourself, humble yourself, and God will lift you up. I hope I didn't give anybody a bloody nose with that one. But denying yourself is the best way to destroy the pride in your life. And if you think that maintaining your pride is a good thing, you just go have a conversation with Satan himself. Satan got kicked right out of heaven because of his pride, because of his haughtiness. And he's never allowed back in. I thank God that we have an opportunity every single day to repent of our wrongdoing and deny ourselves and turn back to God. I'm so happy and blessed when I see somebody who has turned the wrong way because of pride, yet God gets a hold of their heart and they come back and they humble themselves. But it's something that we must do ourselves because God won't do it for us. Another reason why it's important for us to deny ourselves is because you won't make it through basic training in God's army if you don't deny yourself. You won't make it. I have a verse here. 1 Peter 4:12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you or test you. I've preached on this verse many times. You've all heard it. Who really loves this verse? Who? Well, no hands. Think it not strange. God, why have I been going through these fiery trials? Because I'm teaching you how to deny yourself. In basic training, you won't make it if you don't deny yourself. Because you're going to be required to perform at top level when you haven't had rest, you haven't had food, you haven't had shelter. You're expected to perform at the top level. You tired, soldier? You all wore out? You hungry? Too bad. Run up that hill. Capture that flag. And hopefully that's all our soldiers ever have to do. Otherwise, it's run up that hill and take out that bunker while there's bullets coming back down at you. And guess what? What do we have as believers in God's army? We have fiery darts coming at us as we're running up the hill. You learn that your will is not important and you do what you're told without question. That's what happens. You go to basic training, you don't question anything. You do what you're told. You got to be able to deny yourself in order to do that. The moment you say, hey, wait a minute. Nah, you've already slipped. Now you're thinking about you and not the rest, not the goal. It's funny, as I'm looking around the room as I'm preaching, all the military guys are right on the edge of their seat. You give up your rights to your own comfort. You give up your dignity. You sacrifice everything for the cause of the mission. You deny yourself. And if you can't do it, guess what? You're out. I'll get somebody else to do it. Somebody else who's strong enough and willing enough. Now, when we look at God's kingdom, we think, oh my gosh. Really? I have to go through some fiery trials? Why do I have to do that? Because it makes you stronger. It builds your faith. Lord, you never said that if I deny myself, started following you, that I'd have all these problems with these relationships. Well, guess what? Deny yourself. Don't worry about those relationships. Worry about me. Worry about Jesus Christ and Him only. Somebody doesn't like you? Who cares? I love you. Deny yourself. Get in God's army. You're hungry? You're spiritually hungry? How many people have left churches because God is starving them a little bit? People think, oh, we've all heard it. I'm not being fed there. Well, maybe because God is trying to do something deeper in you where you can go longer on less, where you can take just the little glimpses of His Spirit and His presence in your life, and you can go for the rest of the day or the rest of the week. How many times have our soldiers get out into battle and their rations are down to almost nothing and they're hungry? But you know what? They got to go on. They got to deny themselves and go on. And so if you're in that place where you're in a spiritual darkness or you're in a spiritual hunger or, you know, just wait on God. Just deny yourself. Listen. Do what He's called you to do, even when it's hard, even when you have to trudge through rivers that are up to your neck or you're swimming. And you got a 100-pound pack on and you're climbing up the mountain or whatever it is the case, you will not make it through basic training if you will in God's army if you will not deny yourself. How many believers have turned away from the church because they just couldn't deal with the issues? I'm sorry. There's issues. And if we don't get put through a little bit of training along the way, we'll fail every time. So what am I saying to you? To put it in Pastor McCarthy's words, toughen up, buttercup. Huh? Toughen up, buttercup. You've probably never heard that phrase. She's from France. I don't know what they use in France. Buttercups are these little tiny flowers that are just so delicate. Put on your big girl panties. Yeah, there you go. From the grandma who races motorcycles. No, you don't. I'm sorry for calling you grandma. I got to stop doing that. But your granddaughter was just so cute this morning. You shouldn't be. You're too young to be a grandma. I'll just give you that, okay? Although my wife is the same age as you, and she's dying to be a grandma. But Dallas, not until it's right. Deny yourself. Follow Christ. Amen. But how many people have turned from the Christian walk because it got tough? They weren't willing able to deny themselves. Well, you know what? It's just not right if it's not this way. Well, guess what? It's not always going to be right. Not in our eyes. But when it's all said and done, and we go through the hunger, and we go through the trials, and we go through the issues, and all that stuff, and we come out the other side, how many of you ever seen just a young Marine who finished his tour, and he comes back, and his head's up high, and his chest is out, and his belly is fit and trim, and his guy's got muscles, and that's what you look like if you go through God's basic training and deny yourself and allow God to do what he wants to do in you. Another reason, I got to get going here. You will get distracted and fail the mission if you don't deny yourself. Look at Matthew chapter 13, verses 18 through 23. Jesus is talking about the parable of the sowers. And where am I? Verse 18. He explains, "Therefore hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. But he who received the seed on the stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself and endures only for a while. For when tribulation and persecution arises because of the word," huh? Tribulation and persecution because of the word. Well, I thought the word was a good thing. The word is a good thing. But guess what? Because of it, you're going to suffer. Just like I was talking about, you're going to go through some stuff. And as soon as something happens, it says there, immediately he stumbles. You fail the mission. 22, verse 22. "Now he who received seed among the thorns is he who hears the word and cares, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful." Now, Luke chapter 8, verse 14, that particular in Luke chapter 18, verse 14, it says, "And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they had heard, go forth and are choked with the cares of the riches and pleasures of this life." In other words, they weren't able to deny themselves and bring no fruit to perfection. Remember, what is the end goal that we're looking for in our Christian life? That we produce for the kingdom of God. That we produce fruit. But if we fail to deny ourselves and we let the cares of this world and the riches of this world and the pleasures of this life, if we fail to deny ourselves of those things, we will not complete the mission. We will be unfruitful. Verse 22 says, "But he who receives seed," I'm sorry, 23, back in Matthew chapter 13, "he who receives seed on the good ground is he who bears the word and understands it. who indeed bears fruit and produces some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Again, that particular portion of Scripture talks about what I've been trying to teach about successful Christian life. Seed that falls on the good ground produces. We become fishers of men. We become those who add to the kingdom of God and not just are a burden to it. How many here would like to have as your testimony, all my life I've been a burden to the kingdom of God? Hopefully nobody. How many here would like to have the testimony? You know what? I've been telling people about Jesus, which is joy. I've been denying myself and doing what God's called me to do, and God's kingdom has been advanced. Yeah. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in little things. I'll give you more. There's a purpose in all of this. You will be distracted from the mission if you do not deny yourself. And lastly, if you will not deny yourself, you will deny Christ.
Oh.
If you won't deny yourself, you will deny Christ. Matthew 26:35, Peter said to him, "Though I should die with you, yet I won't deny you." And likewise, all the disciples said that. But the moment it got tough and Jesus went to the cross, how many of them denied themselves and admitted that they were with Jesus? None of them. When Peter told Jesus this, Jesus looked at him and said, "You know what? Before you hear that stupid rooster out there, before the sun comes up, that rooster's going to, or whatever, you're going to deny me." However the story goes, read it for yourself. My brain's just going all over the place this morning. I got a picture of roosters and it just kind of threw me off. I don't know what it was. Yes, and I can use that when I start talking about the power of the Holy Spirit, because when they got to the upper room, they finally denied themselves and waited on God. And then the Holy Spirit fell on them, and power fell on them, and they became the witnesses that God has called us all to be. The fishers, they became the fishers of men that He told them they would become if they followed Him. When they finally got to the place where they denied themselves. And if you read in your Bibles, you'll learn they denied themselves in such a way that they took on beatings, they were put in jail, and they were joyful for every trial that they went through because they were suffering for the cause of Christ. Even though they were suffering in their bodies, that didn't matter to them because they had got to the place where they knew how to deny themselves. But when at this particular point in their lives, they failed to deny themselves, and therefore, and then they ended up denying Christ. None of us want to deny Jesus Christ. By God's word, we know it's God's will that we deny ourselves and not deny Jesus. I'll give you three more verses. I'll close with these three verses. Matthew 10:32-33. "Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven." If we refuse to deny ourselves, guess what? We will deny Christ. Matthew 10:38, "He that takes not his cross and follows after me is not worthy of me." It's very important that we get this understanding that we must deny ourselves. You will not be successful in God's kingdom otherwise. Now, I realize that I've said some strong things here today, and I've said some hard things here today. And you might be wondering, "Oh God, I don't know that I can do this." Well, you know what? Today's a good day to make a decision whether you're even going to try or not. Because if you're not going to try, you're wasting your own time. But understanding that God has a purpose and a plan for each and every one of us. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been doing, what your past is. Today you can make a decision. You know what? I think I want to join God's army. I think I want to deny myself, get in there and fight for the kingdom of heaven and become a fisher of men as Jesus has called me to be. Become one who produces 30, 60, or 100-fold. That's a choice that you and I have to make. And you know what? It's a daily thing. I think the verse in Luke mentioned that. Take up your cross daily. Deny yourself daily. That's a hard thing. But you know what? The rewards for denying yourself far outweigh all the bowls of ice cream that you could possibly eat. Just saying. Far outweigh all of the worldly pleasures, all of the worldly riches, all of the worldly whatever. If we choose to deny ourselves and follow Christ, I can promise you, and you might say, oh, Pastor, you're going to go out on a limb here. No, I'm not going out on a limb. I can promise you, you will find love, you will find joy, you will find peace, you will find justice. If you learn how to deny yourself. And you might say, well, that's pretty bold, Pastor. How can you promise those things? Because God promises those things. I'm just repeating what He says. Stand with me this morning, if you will. Hopefully you've been inspired a little bit. Hopefully you haven't been discouraged at all. Thinking, you know what, I can't possibly do that.
What's the Bible say? With men, it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Like most people who join the military, you really don't have much of an idea what you're actually going to go through until you sign up and get busy. But what you do, and you learn what the rewards of following Christ are, I would dare say the vast majority of people who have ever been through the armed forces are grateful for their experience. And I will guarantee that every person who joins God's army and becomes a successful follower of Christ, fisher of men, will be very grateful for the rewards that they will reap, not only in this life, but throughout all eternity. It all starts with a decision. Will I deny myself and follow Christ? Let's pray. Father, it's not always easy, but it is always worth it. And so God, I ask that today, if anyone is struggling to deny themselves, that you will speak to their hearts, even this moment. Holy Spirit, just as you're tugging on hearts, as we feel just your presence deep in our souls, just calling us. Help us to respond with a resounding yes, I will deny myself and I will follow Jesus Christ. Just today, but every day. And Lord, as we choose to deny ourselves, I pray for that peace and that love and that joy and that justice that comes straight from your throne of mercy and grace into our lives. Help us, O God, to defend your kingdom as we take up our crosses and follow you. Amen. If you're willing to deny yourself this morning, just say these words with me. Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, God, that you did not leave us blind, but you have given us, you have written it down for us, Lord, so that we couldn't even misunderstand. You've given us the roadmap to success in your kingdom. And I just pray for each one here today. We become more stronger, more willing, a much greater, powerful force for your kingdom as we reach others for you. May we promote you however it is that we could possibly do so, that others would be drawn to you. Let the power of your name be real in our lives as we deny ourselves today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're not having service this evening. We're taking the rest of August off only because of all the events that are taking place. Next week, Saturday and Sunday, will be the outreach at Genesee Park. And so Saturday, if you're willing to go down and help them work, just show up in the morning, probably around 8 or 9 o'clock, and there'll be stuff to do. There'll probably be stuff to do earlier than that, if you're earlier than that, but I don't want to burden too many too early. But it'll be a two-day outdoor event where there'll be preaching and singing and all kinds of ministries taking place at Genesee Park on the corner of Lewis and Genesee Street. I hope to see you all there. We'll be having service here, though, Sunday morning. In years past, we did it down there, but we'll have our service here Sunday morning as usual, and then we'll go over there immediately following that. Amen. I'm just going to sing that song we did for the offering. I'm going to sing that again. And if you need to come to this altar and have a little chat with Jesus about what you heard this morning or about what you think the future looks like, and you just want to call on him to give you the strength and help you to deny yourself, you know, show you what his power can do in your life, just come and spend a few moments at this altar. Otherwise, greet one another. Remember, what's our practice? Look at somebody next to you and say, hey, can I tell you about Jesus? Go ahead right now. Can I tell you about Jesus? There's our practice. We practice here at church. It's the easiest place to, you know, we can do that so that perhaps we'll get more comfortable. And when we go out into the street and we talk to our friends, our neighbors, and those around us, hey, can I tell you about Jesus? Amen. God bless you. Yes, Judy. What time am I? I'm not sure. It's getting kind of, schedule might have changed on me. We'll be there. Well, actually, Sister Lewis, I believe, has asked me to play for her. I think it's like 11:45. 11:30, 11:45. Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Have a great afternoon. My son, Dallas, will be traveling back to school, so if you haven't seen him yet, you're going to want to give him a hug on his neck and bless him. Hallelujah.